This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Cruz, here we are in Xi'an, China. This is our third city on a four-city tour. We've been to Shanghai, Nanjing, and now we're in Xi'an. And wow, what an amazing country. This is an incredible place. It's very clear that this country is on the move. Big news since we arrived, or really right before we arrived a few days ago, is that at the New Year, a deal signed last year with Russia to export Russian oil, crude oil, to China began on the 1st of January. And so you can tell this place is major. There's a major demand for energy here. Everything's lit up. Everything's running. Lots of cars, people going everywhere. So you can tell there's a huge demand for energy. And this is going to make a huge impact, this deal with Russia.
Well, I think that's the first thing that I noticed coming to China. You had obviously been here before 6 years ago, but you just noticed the large amount of people. There are people everywhere, and this is a country that has developed very quickly over about the last 30 or so years on an export-led plan, and so we have a rising middle class as well. So these are people that want to have nice things, they want to have electricity, they want to have cars, and all of that takes energy. So this trade with Russia is very, very important. You mentioned crude oil. There's also plans in the work for more natural gas. There's also kind of a political thing going on here, of course, as we see Russia getting closer and closer to China. And we also saw here recently Ukraine now negotiating some similar policies with China. So a real, real need for energy. And we've seen it. We sat along the river in Shanghai and could barely see across as the smog just sat there, hung over these beautiful new buildings. And then we also saw up the river the coal that was going, and you could smell it and you could feel it in your lungs. And, quite honestly, there's been a lot of coughing. So it's been quite the experience.
Yeah, definitely. Even though we're talking about oil and gas, coal is still a major source of energy here in China. And we saw barge after barge after barge of coal going down the river in Shanghai to serve their energy needs. Well, of course, this is all related then, as you mentioned, to the smog, and that is the environmental issues here in China. And that is the next thing I would say that is very evident is when you arrive in China is the air quality or the lack of air quality. And so clearly seeing the power plants, seeing the factories, and the air is just unbelievably thick and dense, full of pollution because of that the coal burning and the other types of energy production they have going on.
Absolutely. And, one of the things that, as I mentioned, that's really driving this is consumerism, that the people are able to have more and they want more. And this has been very smart in some ways in the Chinese government. They still are technically a communist country, but they've liberalized their economies a great deal. And I think we've seen some of that people are consuming. They want to have things. They want to have nice things. There's all sorts of stores, many of them Western, and they seem to be doing good trade. And at the same time, there are these kind of underlining things that you might not see. I think we would both agree that there's kind of another factor going on here, some restrictions. We've had trouble getting on the internet, finding anything about China that is even could be construed as negative. Although we've been able to get onto to Facebook, social media seems to be monitored in some regard as well. We've heard about, forced retirement rates or other interesting policies that really do remind us that there is a great deal of government control here, despite all the consumerism. And perhaps the consumerism is allowing people to not pay quite as much attention to the control that they are under.
Of course, it's not Chinese consumerism. It's consumerism around the world. Everybody around the world is consuming Chinese products, and it's all being made right here in front of us. It's so interesting to see all of the things that we purchase at home, of course, are being made right here, and then we're seeing them on the shelves here in China as well. And the Chinese are just eating it up, if you will. And not to mention that, they're eating up McDonald's and Starbucks and Pizza Hut and all the stuff that we see on every single street corner. But there's this underlying other kind of China going on. I mean, you see that the economic side of it, the tremendous growth. I mean, you really never know, being in the East Coast of China, that you're in a relatively poor country, again, relatively speaking. But then you look at the fact that we have a hard time reading and understanding much about what's going on in China here politically. And people don't really sit around and have political conversations. You know, we had some conversations while we were here about social services and social programs and things like maternity leave and child care and women in society. And we heard, how expensive it is and more expensive to live in China and to own an apartment. And so there is some underlying other stuff going on, and we really don't see it on the surface at all.
No, we don't. And as there's, you know, there has been some growth in the Chinese economy, and that's to be expected. But there seem to be some little hints that the economy may be beginning to start to falter. So we might see some breaks in the system, probably not in the immediate, but perhaps down the road, some things may be changing.
Definitely an interesting country to watch in the future. Well, we're on to our next assignment. After we go to Beijing, we're on to Dubai. So stay tuned. We'll be reporting from Dubai next week. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Thank you.